I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, 'cause it's so
This is Richard and Matt with ComicPopLibrary.com. We're here with Carrie Ellison and Jenny Angel, part of the 501st here in Wichita, Kansas. We appreciate you both for taking the time out of your day and doing this for us. One of the things we want to know for our listeners, we're primarily a library community base, but we want to incorporate anybody that wants to listen. We want you to explain the 501st mission, first of all, for librarians, and possibly give a rough idea how we could possibly utilize you for events within the library, possibly even.
Go for it.
It's yours. You've got more experience than 501st.
Yeah, I've been doing it for like 7 years. 501st mission, it started as a costuming club. Alvin Johnson in 97, he wore a TK costume, which is the Stormtrooper. Right. He did it for the kids at movie theaters because the new special edition movies were out. He did it for that, and then hospitals started calling him, come visit my kids, they're sick. So that cheered him up. And since we're a costuming group, it's gone into charity work, and we're at all the charity events, making kids smile.
And I know most of it is if they can contact you, if you have somebody available,
yes,
they will be sent, but sometimes there might not be somebody available. Correct. So that kind of has a little bit of play into how the 501st works as well.
Right. Right. So. It's all volunteer.
And we're looking at the Kansas area. I know when I was talking with Linda Eves of Exploration Place, she mentioned that it's a little bit different because of the distance that everybody is separated with. Would you want to kind of comment on that and kind of let the people know that you're coming from all over the place, not just centrally located?
The 70th is the whole Legion is broken up into garrisons. The 70th Explorers Garrison, which we are, is Kansas, Missouri. And, of course, most of your major population are Kansas City, Wichita, St. Louis, Springfield. And we may have, you know, here we've got approximately 6 people in Wichita. Kansas City may have 20 or 30. St. Louis may have 20 or 30. So we're kind of spread out. So that comes where the, you know, we may be available if we can get someone here. We may not. So, okay.
We'll do our best.
But
well, I know when I looked on a map, I don't know if the individual's still there, but it seems like there was one person in Stevens County.
We have two in Liberal.
Do you have two in Liberal? Okay.
And one way north in Washington.
Christopher Garrison and Evan Greenwood are out there.
Can you explain the differences between your organizations? Like there's the 501st, there's the Mendo Mercs,
the Rebel Allegiance.
So can you kind of tell everybody the differences and what to expect?
Sure.
Do they contact you for all three, or do they contact different individuals?
Well, what they can do is, first of all, the 501st is what they call the bad guys of the Star Wars universe, or all your Imperials. And then the Rebel Legion consists of your Jedi and your X-Wing pilots and stuff like that. And then your Mando Mercs, they are custom Mandos. And people who don't know what Mandalorians are, that's what Jango and Boba are. It's their armor, but they just do custom colorizations, and they're not in the movies. As far as contacting, you can contact each one. They've all got their own websites, and you can go from there. Or you can, you know, invite the 501st and then say this is an open event to the other groups. And that makes it an option of to where you can either contact them yourself, or the 501st can just contact them also. So okay, you've got a couple options either way.
And on the website, when I post this, I'll get your information. Do you mind me putting that on there, or would you rather not be posted?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Just get that out of the way. Little quirk that everybody has to do anymore. So since you're in bounty hunter gear today, are you officially the Mando Mercs rather than the 501st?
Actually, we are canon Lucasfilm.
So that's the 501st that's considered. It's the ones that are outside of canon are the Mercs.
Canon is what you're going to see in the movies.
Right.
In the movies. And Django and Zam both were in episode two.
Okay. So. But you mentioned that because Boba and Django were both mercs.
They're called Mandalorians.
Right.
And but they still. People can do these costumes and do dual membership.
Okay. Yes.
So they could be a Mando merc. Also, that's just like our clone troopers. They can be in the 501st and the Rebel Legion.
Okay.
So some costumes
some
have
overlapping.
Dual.
Yes. Okay. We have multi costumes. Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the costumes and how intricate they become, could you explain a little bit briefly, and I know you've got to get back out to the floor, the process of doing a costume, if you can do it yourself, if you can purchase it, you know, if somebody's out there that's interested mm-hmm. in becoming part of the organization, what would they have to do? Do they have to make it themselves, or can they actually purchase as well?
Actually,
how does that work?
It's a collaborative effort. You go out and buy a kit from makers. You have to put it together yourself. Or you can be creative and go the whole extra mile and take what they call vacuum forming with the heat and molds okay. and do it all yourself. Which here locally, we don't have anybody to do that.
Okay.
But like his armor, some of it's a kit, some of it we've sewn, things like that. It's everybody in the group helps everybody out. Because if you don't, you learn the bad things about buying from bad sellers. Mm-hmm. We've had that happen.
Right.
That way, you make friends that way. And things like that. What else? Anything to add to that?
And it comes with skill set.
Yes.
You know, your first costume, what was recommended to me a long time ago is if you want to do an armored character such as a clone or a stormtrooper, do your stormtrooper first.
Exactly.
If you've never done anything like this before, because mm-hmm. that gives you the beginning edges of what you need to do. And then for the advanced person, then you hit your clone because they have to be seamless. So then you're talking Bondo and fiberglassing. And so it's a little more complicated. So
true.
But you get your armorers, you get your sewers, you get your people that can dye fabric.
Right.
You go down the line because you'll learn in the long run.
The ambiance of podcasting.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, and it comes to where, you know, your group in your home city will generally help out. I mean, in all of our costumes, all of us have contributed to help the others.
Okay.
So well, she helped do my vest. I helped do her belt and her vest. So it just kind of works out for you.
And was this as a first-time person coming in? Because, like, if they're brand new, is it kind of like a probationary period? Can they contact somebody to help them out? And then, isn't it once the costume's finished, then the group has to prove it?
Once the costume is finished, then they submit. But what we always, or I tell my people that I get contacted first off, is I invite them to an event we're at, have them be a handler. They can learn how to put the costumes on the people. They see the different variety of costumes. Because, you know, when I came in, I wanted to be a stormtrooper, period. I thought I was going to be happy. And I'm going to break that myth here in a second. But, you know, that was just something as a little kid. You know, Vader and the Stormtroopers
right.
were the cool
guys. That was
guys.
It, yes.
So, you know, I started with that. And then next thing I know, I'm in Django. And I'm perfectly happy doing Django. So,
probably a little bit more popular, too, than a Stormtrooper.
Well, you know, but everybody comes in, and we just tell them, come in, get a feel for it.
Right.
Get to know the people. We'll help you out, whatever we can do. So, but the one thing that is important is you will never be happy with one costume.
Mm-mm.
You can tell yourself that, but you'd be lying to yourself.
I have 8 different costumes. So.
Wow. It's so good. Other yes. than this uh-huh. one, what else do you have?
I have a Biker Scout, the Snowtrooper. I have Rebel Legion costumes also.
Young Boba.
I have Young Boba Fett that goes along with Django.
Okay.
That's my handler costume is what I put that as. But yeah. There's cloth costumes. There's armor costumes. There's a list on the 501st that you're not obligated to do one costume.
No.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
But there are CRLs to follow.
There's a set guideline that you follow to be accurate. We're Lucasfilm accurate where they want us because they don't hire us per se. But we come in for their special events, and that's who they use, is us.
Right.
We're the preferred costumer.
And we're at the exploration place with the Star Wars where science meets imagination. And this won't be up before the event happens, but you actually will be doing the parade tomorrow for Wichita.
June
1st, so it is next week.
Parade.
So this might get out. I don't know. We'll see. on the other events, this is one of the main events here. I know there's movie openings, stuff like that. I know Andover Public Library had an event where I think, whether it was the 501st or not, was it the 501st? Okay. What other events do you plan on looking at this year? Is it kind of like whoever can go does the events, kind of like the, you know, the big conventions? It's kind of like what I'm getting to.
Well, the next thing after this, of course, we cleared our summer for Exploration Place, so we're here till September 3rd. But then after that, the charity one we've got going is Susan Komen. That's something we do every year. My mom's a survivor. One of our handlers' moms is a survivor. So that's pretty important. We always hit Susan Komen every year.
Okay.
Then, of course, we've got the new Encounters convention coming up in October. And so we'll be there for that.
And is that here in Wichita, too?
That's new. That's here in Wichita.
First year.
This is their first year here. So,
is it the same individuals that do the steampunk and anime, or is it different?
I think it's totally different. New group, okay. Yeah. So, and then, of course, Planet Comic Con up in Overland Park every year, and that's in March.
That's what we call home turf.
That's home turf.
Okay.
So we hit that every year pretty hard. And then we go down to... Alcon with Star Garrison and party with them down in Texas in March too. So
it's kind of a Garrison reunion thing with the 70th and Star Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
So we got honorary members in both garrisons, so we all go down there and say hey once a year meetup.
Yep. Any excuse to have a party.
Of course.
You bet.
Yeah.
And wear our costumes.
And get dressed up. Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Take over a hotel actually.
Yes. Yes.
Wearing the costumes. Have you ever had a member develop a costume and then they're uncomfortable with it and want to step back?
As far as getting into the limelight?
Right.
We have some people that it can be a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember, and actually my mother saw us at Susan Komen and she put it best. When you're in costume, you guys are treated like rock stars. And the best part of that though is we go home, we put on our normal clothes. We're just like everybody else. Nobody knows who we are. Life is good. But some people, the attention can get to them, and it's a little intimidating, but, you know, you get used to it. I mean, all we are is we're heroes to kids, so.
Right. Well, more than kids.
Well, kids of all
some
ages.
Some adults, yes.
Yeah, so, you know. My first experience in armor, they just kind of threw me out there and said, hey, Merry Christmas. That scared me silly. I know I'm in a mask and a helmet, but still, it was just overwhelming because you got mobbed. And people would just poke and prod and just, you know, they're all over you. But you have to get used to it because this is how it's going to be. Well, like you said, you're heroes and rock stars with these people. They don't know who you are.
And we noticed a little bit, just a little bit ago, about 20 minutes ago, when you were outside taking pictures with the adults, teens, and all that, you make a splash. Everybody does in costume.
Oh, yeah.
We saw, you know, how difficult is that to pull away because... this is Kansas. We're in 90-degree weather. Mm-hmm. Heavy humidity today. So you guys are really breathing hard and sweating hard. And you're doing more work probably than some of your office jobs if you're in office.
Actually, you get used to it pretty quick.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the sweat in the eyes is the hard part.
Yeah, with a visor, it's hard to get up under there and wipe.
And sometimes you just have to be like, guys, give me five.
Yes.
And just go take a quick break and come back. So, and most people are pretty okay.
Pretty
with
understanding.
That, so.
The itty bitty ones we tried to hang on because, you know, parents kind of drag them off somewhere else.
Right.
They're pretty patient.
And they're probably the most fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
More likely. On the opposite side, what about the kids that really get scared of you, but the parents really want to get the picture of them?
I'm sure
you had those experiences.
Absolutely. What we actually have to do is just take the helmet off and say, hey, we're people under here.
Just tell them it's a big Halloween costume.
So at times you do break the character.
Because
right now they see your face, but...
Unfortunately, you can't do that with that Tuscan.
True.
Because we have some screamers.
We'll have to mention we had the Tuscan Raider. Can you give us your name real fast?
Phil Harley.
Phil Harley. He was the Tuscan Raider here at the Exploration Place. So if you see him,
he
go up to
get
him.
Cold off.
Yes. Another one that's real heavy material.
Pouring sweat inside that mask. And like you were saying, unfortunately, that mask is one of those that doesn't come off, so you have to sit there. You know,
just tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to do shifts, basically 10-minute, 15-minute, then
15 to 30
time
minutes. And like with the little ones, it's one of those, oh, mom, dad, if they don't want the picture, we can't force them because this doesn't come off. Really. Okay. Like, I literally get zipped into that mask, and it's just there.
So you don't want to be claustrophobic?
No.
No, not that.
And you literally have tunnel vision in that thing. It is literally tunnel vision. Mm-hmm.
So the buckets are easier to maneuver than the Tusken Raider or...
Got him into the Mandalorian.
Oh, you did that.
They have better eyesight, Jango does, too, than the Stormtrooper.
But I'm currently working on a clone to resolve that.
We have to watch and the littlest ones because they'll come up to you and hit you at your knees.
You can't see them.
Because most of us can't see them, so we have to have a handler or something. Hey, there's somebody down there.
Because Stormtroopers, your vision starts about 3 feet out from you. And people don't realize that.
It's the same way with that Tusken. Your vision is literally what is right in front of your face. What's right in front of your eyes because you've got a, two-inch tube sticking off in front of your eye.
Right.
So
if you ever see us leading each other around, that's why.
If you look through a pair of binoculars without the actual experience. There you go.
Was there anything else you gentlemen and lady would like to kind of put forward to let everybody know anything more about your organization?
Hey, we're always looking for new members.
New members?
Okay. Yes.
And put it forth, new members mean more coverage, even if you're out in Northeast Kansas.
Right.
You can come in. And
absolutely.
One thing I do want to mention.
We've got a couple of members down in Southwest Kansas.
They mentioned in Liberal.
Yeah.
And one of the things is there, I know there's a little bit of, how do I want to say it?
I don't know.
Requirements to stay with the organization. Mm-hmm. Like so many events you need to make
once
or so many meetings or something like that.
You have to trip at least once a year to an official event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Official event being one that's posted up on the event boards saying, hey, this is actually an official event, you know.
Okay.
Like here's an official event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Kind of put a list
here
out.
This is definitely an official event. Yeah.
Right. Okay. This is an official
LFL
event.
LFL is always an official event.
We'll drop mostly everything for that.
Yeah.
Okay. The parade encounters is actually going to be posted up, so it's going to wind up being an official event.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Planet Comic Con is this area's official. Yearly official event. Everybody who can't make it to anything else will always try to make it to Planet Comic Con just to get their one event of the year.
Okay.
It's just, you sign up on the 501st, have that costume ready to go, get approved, start trooping.
You can sign up on the forums without being a member.
Okay.
So, and that way you can start interacting with the members, asking questions. Right. That's what we're here for. So.
And do you want to mention your website and forums?
Sure. It's 70thExplorers.com. And we just heard from Ahmed.
Yes.
So we don't need to cut that out. I love that.
We tend not to do too much cutting.
And then the 501st main website for the whole Legion is 501st.com.
Okay.
So,
and they have the costume guidelines and everything on there.
Okay.
And they have the list of what you can do as a costume. You're not limited to stormtroopers or vets.
And they have what we call the EU characters, too, which are an expanded universe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which covers anything that's in the books or comics.
You
can't just make up your own character, though.
That
within
becomes
some
a custom
type of
thing, and that's where you join
the mercs.
Like the mercs to do the custom Mandos.
Okay. And one of the things, just real fast, you mentioned official events that you go to. Do you do stuff unofficially, too, for local people? Like I said, the library wasn't necessarily per se official, but if they just contact, say, can you make this?
Right.
If you by yourself just say, yeah, I can do that, and
we're
it's just you showing
up. Kind of
like
birthday parties, that's kind of an issue sometimes. But we'll still do birthday parties, but it's kind of low-keyed.
Right.
But like libraries and things like that, it's more of our main work there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So. I'd have to see if we can contact those two in Liberal.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That far? Definitely.
Yeah.
True.
They'd love it.
Well, thank you for your time today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate it, and hopefully we can visit with you in the future, too.
Absolutely. Yes. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me. I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.